Maybe you've done some terrible things in your life. Maybe you've struggled with sin for a long time. And maybe it's getting the best of you. In fact, maybe you feel that no one could ever love you because of the things that you've done.
Do you ever feel like there's no way that God could forgive you or that he could use you for his work?
Well, he can, and he will. And if you've been feeling a little down because of your failures, well, you've come to the right place. This is Back to the Bible. Hi, I'm Woodrow Kroll, and Tammy Weisert, my co-host, is here as well. This is the half hour that we take each day teaching God's Word. Thanks, Tammy, for being here.
Thank you, Dr. Kroll. Well, we have a group of friends here at Ed 64 with us.
I want to suggest to you today, Jesus wants to forgive you. Jesus wants to take the burden of your guilt away. I read this little story. I just thought I had to pass it on to you. The question was asked, how much would the Vatican pay for the Pope's name? Now, that's not a theoretical question. A fellow by the name of Rogers Cadenhead, who is an admitted domain hoarder, bought the domain www.benedictxvi before Pope John Paul died. And what he thought was, I'll get the domain name when the Pope dies. If Benedict becomes the next Pope, I'll own the name. They'll have to buy the name from me. Now, he knew that this was a good deal because the name www.PopeBenedictXVI sold on eBay for $16,000. So he thought he was in like Flint. Except Cadenhead said this. He was a good Roman Catholic, and he said, I don't want the money. He says, I'm not going to anger 1.1 billion Catholics and my grandmother, he quipped. So he wasn't interested in really selling the name. But there was something he wanted. So he told the Vatican, I will give the name to you, and here are three things I want. Number one, I want one of those hats. I have no idea what hat he's talking about. Maybe the Pope's hat. And number two, he says, I want a free night stay at the Vatican Hotel. Ridiculous things. But number three was really important. He said, I want complete absolution, no questions asked, for the third week of March 1987. Now, I don't know what went on the third week of March 1987, but it appears to me something went on pretty big in his life that he needed absolution for. See, what he is saying is this. If I could buy forgiveness, it would be worth any price I had to pay. And what I'm saying is this. You can't buy forgiveness, but you can confess your sin and get forgiveness free. And what Peter shows us in this passage is Jesus is anxious to forgive us, even when we don't really come clean with him. When we answer, do you love me, with, oh, I like you pretty much, Jesus is merciful and kind and willing to forgive. And if he can forgive Peter of what Peter did to him, he can surely forgive you.
You know,